And let's have an update on Latin American news. A justice in Brazil has given President Bolsonaro 48 hours to inform on the status of vaccination passports in the country. A judge of the Federal Supreme Court, which is Brazil's top tribunal, has ruled on Monday that the Bolsonaro administration has to state within the next 48 hours, let's say until tomorrow, why is not requiring travelers a COVID vaccination certificate upon entering the nation. Justice Luis Roberto Barroso ruled this way at the request of the opposition Red Party amid negotiations within the government regarding how to act from now on at airports, ports and land passes in the face of the concerns generated by the Omicron variant of coronavirus. Their request supports the National Health Surveillance Agency, the Brazil Anvisa agency, which recommended the government to make the vaccine mandatory for anyone wishing to enter Brazil. Brazil has more than 64% of its population fully vaccinated, despite Mr. Bolsonaro himself saying he doesn't plan to get jabbed against COVID. In other stories, in Uruguay, the Frente Amplio party, the Broad Front, is joining a rally against a law promoted by the current government of President Luis Lacalle Pou that could grant the benefit of house arrest to those that were convicted for crimes committed during the dictatorship in Uruguay between 1973 and 1985. The Lacalle Pou administration wants or is advancing a law to grant this benefit of house arrest for human rights abuses convicted if they are over the age of 65. But the Frente Amplio that ruled the country until 2020 for 12 consecutive years has announced its backing a rally summoned by the Association of Mothers and Relatives of the Detained and Disappeared that has been expressing their rejection of Lacalle Pou's plan. And finally, let's mention that the United States, the government, has announced an official boycott to the China Winter Olympic Games. Washington announced it will not send any official representatives to the Beijing Winter Olympics in response to what Washington is describing as human rights violations in China. The Chinese government in turn said it will respond to this with firm countermeasures. Jen Psaki, President Joe Biden's spokeswoman, said, however, that American athletes will be allowed to compete in next February's games, and she said they will have the full support of the US government. Psaki explained this decision not to send anyone, any member of the government, to the Beijing Winter Olympics is in retaliation for human rights violations, and she named the genocide of the Muslim minority in the western province of Xinjiang.